And then they make what you call sorghum syrup. Man, they make that sorghum syrup. And it's cold, you get that dough to get you some syrup out of. It takes so long for that syrup to come out. Because it's thick and it's cold and it's done got thicker, you know, when it gets cold. You just don't pick it up and turn it out unless you pour water. You got to hold it there and let it run down.
Do you know how they made that?
They had a mill that makes syrup. They had what you call a syrup mill.
Did you ever see it?
Yes, I did. I've seen one.
Tell me how it works.
Well, it has a mill. It grinds that up. And they have a pan to catch that juice. And a pot they cook it in. They cook it in, and after they get it made, then they put it in jars. Now the most I've seen it was in these old stone jugs. That's the best it could do back in them days, I reckon. And they'd have them. Now I've seen them. They make that ribbon can syrup. But this fella, he could do a little bad on the others. He bought buckets and put in those buckets. Now, I've known the times that Mays Fisher made that syrup. And the following year, Dr. Thompson got 9 or 10 gallons at one time, bring it, put it in that pantry. Well, if they want syrup, they have the syrup right there.
What about molasses?
Molasses? Well, that's the same thing, only you just got different names. And it's different flavors to it. Sugar cane, molasses, that's sorghum. And that's so strong, draw your jaw, but it's sweet, you had to eat it.
So, but you call it the same thing? Molasses and corn syrup, the same thing?
They're not the same thing. That molasses pulls a little better from sorghum. That sorghum, when it's thick and it takes a long time to run out when you pour it. But now this other syrup, it doesn't take it so long. If you kind of tilt it, you can soon get it.
Is there any difference in how sweet they are?
No. But it just got different taste to it. The begging take place then for our parents to let us go. We want to go get in that parade with Aunt Jane.
And she be carrying the drum?
No, her children. She had a bunch of children. Anybody that would follow her, she'd take them. But she would practice for the 19th of June. And she would have...
What's the 19th of June?
That's the day Color Fork was set free.
And so she would have a parade then?
Have a parade. Well, they just stop the traffic and let her come through town. She'd come through town and make her cycle. She'd go up 12th Street towards Dr. Thompson's. And she'd stop there and beat the drums. He'd be in the office. That's for him to know she was there. And he'd come out and look. And then she'd move on.
And you'd join in and take part in the parade?
Oh, yes, that we had to be in that parade. We were following Aunt Jane.
Do you cook a lot?
No more than for myself now. I used to cook.
Well, do you ever bake flour, in loaves? What do you make out of that?
Bread.